We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And Doug, today we are back at talking about food. Some of our listeners' favorite thing to talk about.
Right. Today we're going to get an actual trip report from breaking down the dollars and cents side of whether or not the quick service dining plan saved money. Does it work? Is it worth getting? An actual boots on the ground report, not just us looking at prices online and saying, oh, I think I'll eat this on Tuesday. This is hard and fast. Did it work?
Love it. Yes. Special guest on this week's episode. Cannot wait to introduce him because he is a Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, we have two Patreons. We have Kylie Whitwer. Thank you to upgrading to Ohana Bread Pudding. Yeah. That's the top of the line right there. And then Brett, thank you for joining the Rope Drop Radio community, getting all the after shows. We got bonus audios out there and a Zoom for if you qualify a Zoom once a month.
Mm-hmm. We also just did a whole episode on Vero Beach over there on Patreon. So go check it out. Another way to support the show is leaving an Apple Podcast review.
Can we make an announcement, Doug? We broke 600.
We did. So now we got to figure out what to do special maybe next week. Yeah, we'll figure
it out. Thank you. We put a call out there. We had 599 last week and 10 of you left reviews because now we're at 609. So thank you for taking a moment to leave us a review.
All right. And then our review this week is titled WDW Right Here in RI. I'm going to guess that's Rhode Island. And it is 5 stars by Lobby827. Totally pronounced that right. I stumbled upon this podcast while planning our last family trip in 2021. I've religiously followed it since. I love that politics are kept out and fun and banter are always present. As an adult who loves Disney, it is fantastic to relate to the content and shake my head in agreement on long walks that Rope Drop Radio fills. I'm now getting ready to travel with my husband, alone, in 6 weeks and planning a trip with my mom and my sister for May. Rope Drop Radio will help me with my planning for both, as well as providing me excitement and anticipation. Keep up the great work, Lori, and in parentheses, and Matt. What a great review. And some of those trips have happened, and one has not yet. And speaking of a trip that has not happened, Derek, we have our rope drop trip, as you define magical, a rope drop trip, June 4th through the 7th. You'll find us in the parks. We'll have a whole slew of meetups. You can see the list of meetups on our website, WDW Rope Droppers, and we'll be letting you know where to find us. So check us out. Book with Touring and Cruises, and you get special luggage tags and stickers and more.
Have you ever thought about getting a back scratcher with Derek and Doug? This is your moment.
Monorail bar crawl. Yep. So there you go. Wait. So we got our trip coming up. Lori has her trip coming up with her mother or sister. Sister. Mom and sister both in May. So, yes. Enough about those trips. Derek?
Let's talk about a trip that happened with our special guest because the dining plan can be a blessing or a burden. So today we are going to get firsthand report about how the quick service plan worked out on a trip. To break it all down, we welcome back travel advisor from Touring and Cruises, Mr. Alex Sinak. Welcome back to 15th time on the show, give or take.
Not that many, but thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, easily our top guest, would you say, Derek?
Kent and then Alex. Kent, I think it might be. Yeah, they're one and two.
Michelle
would be the top guest. I'm not taking that.
She probably doesn't want that honor, to be totally honest. She would decline it to you anyway. Yes, thank you for joining us, Alex. Again, lots of episodes in the past with Alex, so we won't bore you too much when we talk about Alex. But he is a travel advisor with Touring Cruises. He knows his stuff inside and out at the parks a lot. So before we dive into the numbers of the food and the dining plan, just give everyone a quick summary of your Disney travel planning history.
Oh, I've been doing this for a long time. And
that,
wait,
first of all, yeah. that kind of sounded like free dining came out today type of tired.
I'm lucky that I didn't have to work too hard today with Disney. I had some book, but I've been doing this for a while. I've been fortunate enough to was with an agency and fortunate enough to be at Touring Plans. And then now grateful to be with Touring and Cruises. I work with some really great agents, and the agency owner supports us. It's been good. You know, I was a lawyer in a former life. I have 5 daughters, my wife. I wait, I'll kick my coverage. And so it's helped me a lot doing this job, and I enjoy helping people plan trips.
Nice. So what made you plan a trip where you only use quick service dining plan? Because Alex, we've both traveled with you, Derek and I, and you were someone that will book a sit-down meal like on a whim because like you didn't want to go to counter service with us. So you did a whole meal or the whole meal plan. What made you book this?
Yeah, so I have 5 daughters, and my wife hardly tolerates Disney. She likes it only and so this is our annual spring break. The kids are off school the week after Easter. And so she's busy. And so it was me and my youngest 3 daughters. My oldest is in Rome. Junior had wanted no part of going. And so I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And we were going. We were staying at the Boardwalk. And, you know, I initially had a bunch of different reservations booked. And I've actually had some clients do the dining plan, and after kind of seeing some, you know, influencers and things out there talk about the dining plan, I was like, you know what, I need to try this out. You know, it's all research, right? Everything's research. We suffer for our craft, and I wanted to see if we could do it. And because we do so many sit down restaurants. That there was a couple of quick service that we just haven't done in a long time. And again, suffering for your craft, you know, you want to make sure the best thing you can do is as a travel advisor, especially with Disney, is you tell someone, yes, I've stayed at that hotel. Yes, I've eaten at that restaurant. And it helps, you know, reassure them that it's a good recommendation or reassure them that, you know, you're telling them not to go there. And so that was part of the reason is purely research.
All right. So what was your plan to maximize the dining plan?
Yeah, so we live in Phoenix, and so we left Easter Sunday afternoon, and with the dining plan, right, it's a, you get it, you know, y'all broke it down really well in your last reservation. You get it, it's for every night of your stay. And so for us, we were all arriving at 11 p.m. on Sunday night, and we were leaving at 7 a.m., on the Friday morning.
Oh, that's a challenge.
5 days worth of credits to condense into 4 days. So what we ended up doing is we ended up switching to All-Star Music on the arrival night, which, you know, saved me $200 or so, you know, and then woke up the next morning, you know, and just switched over to the Boardwalk. And so that way our credits didn't start until Monday morning. So I had 4 nights of credits to do it, which essentially is 4 full days. It's kind of all that you can ask for, you know, most, you know, and so it turned out that was the decision that helped me realize, yeah, we can do it. Cause I kept trying to play with it, even with the regular dining plan, like, how can we do it? And I had some signature meals, like, no, we're not going to get value out of it. And then 1900 Park Fair wasn't open until after. So I was like, and we just done a bunch of the character meals. Like, I didn't want to do any of those character meals again. I was like, let's try out some of these quick service meals and kind of see what we can do. See if I can, you know, make sense of this dining plan. And because you see it all, oh yes, you definitely have to do it. To no way, there's no way you can do it. And you know, and so we had some interesting results.
See, my thing would be, I'd be like, where do I not want to eat again? Okay, so no Pecos Bills, no Columbia Harpers. Like, did you actually look down or like, instead of truly maximizing, where you're like, hey, there's some dining I've not done in a long time, some quick service areas I haven't done that made you think, oh, I get a chance to try them out for research.
I give my kids a lot of agency. They have no sense of going to Disney. They go all the time. They go multiple times per year. It's, you know, it's occupational hazard. So I gave them a lot of decision making in.
Nice. Good dad.
Maybe. Right. And so, and then, you know, also you have to, you can't just wing it, right? You have to actually put some thought into it to get, you know, to get the most value out of it. And so, and I wanted to try some places that we haven't tried in a while, and then try some places where my clients, you know, tend to be. It was an intro, you know, going through all the menus, you know, talking over, you know, mostly with my 13-year-old, you know, here's where you're going to be. And my 9-year-old, she's kind of, you know, finicky, because it was hard, right? Because my, you know, 13-year-old is an adult, and my 10-year-old's an adult. And so, you know, we were having to get adult meals for them. And, you know, you wanted to get value out of it, but you also wanted to make sure that they were happy.
Instead of 2 chicken fingers, you're getting 4 chicken fingers now.
Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah. But you know, some places don't have them. Right. And then you wanted to also not repeat, you know, having, you know, chicken fingers and, you know, go from the burgers to chicken fingers. You wanted to kind of have a variety.
I agree with that. The variety is good. So let's get to it. Let's break down day by day. You tell us where you ate, what you ate, and then at the end of the day, give us the tally whether you won or lost.
So a quick service dining credit for one night, right? You get one quick service meal, right? Which is, you know, an entree and a drink. And you get one snack, essentially anything with that DDP logo, anything from the bottled water to a pretzel to popcorn to, you know, Trenta, you know, cold brew to, you know, at Starbucks with all the pumps and all the flavors to, you know, Plaza ice cream, all, you know, all those different things. And then you get, you know, the resort refillable mug, right? And so for an adult, 10 and up, $57.01 a day. And then for a child, 3 to 9 is $23.83. So essentially we spent $779.44 on the dining. This was hard for me because on the first day, you don't want to make the wrong decision. And then you also don't want to use a credit that you didn't. So we ended up going to Magic Kingdom that day. We got up early, you know, got on over, and we ended up having, you know, breakfast at the Main Street Bakery. And so then we didn't use any credits there. And then for lunch, we just didn't want anything at the Magic Kingdom. And then
I don't
make
blame
sense.
You.
Totally, yeah.
And alcohol, you know, good or bad, helps you get value out of it. And so, and there's no alcohol at any of the quick service places. And so, and it was the Monday after Easter, the Easter egg display was still up. And so we decided to go to Gasparilla. And said, I'm lucky. Okay. I probably have a good percentage of clients that stayed at the Grand Floridian. And, you know, after looking at the menu, we ended up choosing the Gasparilla, walked out and, you know, took the boat over from the Magic Kingdom, had a pretty nice walk over and, you know, and then went to Gasparilla.
All right. So did you win or lose at Gasparilla? Like, how'd you come out there money-wise?
I think we did okay. It was about $67 for the four of us. I got a Cuban, which was excellent. You know, Jay got my 13-year-old blackened chicken sandwich. Camille got the burger. Lucy got the chicken strip. So that's about right. I think I had a beer. And so that's probably, you know, that's about what we kind of normally spend, you know, so I think that was okay. It's probably, but that was actually probably one of the lowest ones. And so, but the food, again, fresh, you know, the better burger than, you know, the burger over at, you know, in the Magic Kingdom. I had a Cuban. It was really good.
Sandwich.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
I'm now thinking about that for June. Yeah. I'm like, we got to go get a Cuban sandwich.
We've eaten there before, Derek, and we've enjoyed a meal there.
It was good. Yeah. I got a burger there.
I'm not a pickled mustard. It was awesome. But Genevieve, the best thing is that blackened chicken sandwich. And it's not spicy or anything. And it is the best thing there. You know, and then we got to go walk around the Grand Floridian and go see the Easter egg display. And then we popped the monorail back maybe an hour, right? You know, not much longer than it would have taken to, you know, to go to, you know, Cosmic Rays or Pecos Bill.
And did you mobile order like on the boat ride over?
You know, we didn't because I wanted to make sure we were ordering the right thing, right? Is it that same deal? Like, I just, like, how, you know, because, again, we haven't been on the dining plan since 2019. Like,
right.
I can't even remember the last time. I think Lucy and I were on the dining, maybe we were on the dining plan in February of 2020. And so that was just easy. We were just doing character meals everywhere because, but I, you know, I can't. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I was doing the right thing and ordering the correct things to make sure we were getting value out of it, you know, rather than, you know, but when I come to find out, you know, the mobile order was super easy to do, you know, and it actually guides you through and it pulls things out. It's really well done. And it's not often we tell Disney they do a good job on IT.
It's a really good
thing that they do, you know, and, you know, it hides the ball a little bit because you can't really figure out it. So you kind of have to go back and figure out what you're actually spending, you know, but it'll tell you and it'll remind you, use this snack, use this, you know, or you still have this, you know, that's available on the dining plan to use.
All right, nice. So what was for dinner that day?
If it wasn't appealing for lunch, it wasn't going to be appealing for dinner. We took the monorail over to the Contempo Cafe. And so, again, I have a, you know, good bit of clients stay over there. I like it. I think the variety is really good there. You're just, again, you're out of the parks, you know, for a little bit, you know, and they still had some Easter egg, you know, displays up. And, you know, it's a good meal. The problem is that even with mobile ordering, that took 30 minutes. And so, but you catch them at a bad time. I said they were onboarding a new staff or whatever. And, you know, you kind of just shoulder shrug a little bit, but that's, you know, and that, yeah, huge variety at Contempo Cafe. That's, you know, and you get those, the resorts can do more things than the parks can, right? You're, you know, the parks, you're trying to get everything out a little faster. So your menu is a little streamlined. The resorts are where you can really find that variety on the dining.
So what'd you get?
I got the chicken bowl, really, really good. You know, avocados and pickled onions and some tomatina. Genevieve got the meatball sub. You know, Camille got the barbecue beef sandwich. So proud of her for kind of going out of her comfort zone. And, you know, Lucy just, you know, poor thing. She just gets a little burger. So, and then same deal. I think I had a beer there too. And so $70.49.
Yeah, getting better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got a snack left. What did you snack on for the day?
I got a cold brew right every afternoon. As y'all know, I'm a tea, you know, cold brew a day guy. So my afternoon snack, and it's $6.17, which is a lot. It's not,
that's, but a good snack, right?
But not really. Kids were going to, we went to the plaza, you know, after fireworks. Fireworks are 8:45 as the sun starts going down later. Park stayed open until 11 because it was the week after Easter. So we had some time, you know, we had our, you know, everything lined up for Tron after Happily Ever After night. And then from Tron, we went over to the plaza. And for them, three ice creams. I think I had more ice cream than they did, you know, testing everything out. Right. And so, you know, brownie sundae, cookie ice cream, $25.63. So that's about $8.50 something, you know, per snack. And that's really where you get some value.
So your cold brew was kind of only halfway doing it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. But it,
other than the caffeine, you were going to buy anyway.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, fantastic. We still hadn't picked up the mug because we hadn't even been to our resort yet. We went straight from music over to the Magic Kingdom. And then, yeah, it ended up, you know, then going back to the boardwalk. So we, you know, but we came out $192.81. So we were $2 off. So because one night is $194.86. So which I was pretty happy with.
All right. So $2 in the hole.
Yeah.
Going into day two. So how did day two treat you?
So day two, we did the studios, same deal. We grabbed, you know, quick breakfast at Starbucks, you know, again, you know, kind of an easy thing to do because you can get in the, you know, like you guys, you know, teach every week, you know, get in there at 8 a.m. because I'll open the gates at 8 a.m. part, you know, they won't drop the rib till 8:30. Good. We're first in line to go grab breakfast there, and then you're ready to hit it. And so, but our lunch, and you know, we're big ABC commissary people. At least I am. But docking bay is where you go.
Yeah.
And we hadn't been to docking bay. I think we went to docking bay when we were on the Star Cruiser.
Right.
You know, RIP. But that, you know, but you know, Star Cruiser, you know, docking bay, you know, $88.34. And so, which is, you know, so it's a huge value, but also that the variety, right? That, you know, that beef, the same deal, just calling it beef bowl, but it's really good. Genevieve, I'll let her order. She made the mistake. She got that kaidu rib, which is a pain in the butt to eat. And mm-hmm. so, but it, you know, really tasty. Camille got the, you know, the tipia, right? Because she's in fried chicken and mac and cheese.
Yeah,
and
then, it's really
then
good.
Lucy got the small fried chicken, and then my kids will eat broccoli. So I was like, look at me here having my kids eat green things in a
theme park.
Yeah, everyone wins.
And a, you know, not a number three dye, you know, green, you know, an actual green thing. And so, but yeah, and then same deal, I got the
mixed drink there.
The blue drink or the green drink? You got one of them.
It was the green drink. Yeah.
The blue one's just Powerade.
I think it was a margarita essentially. And it was really good. And so, you know, and you know, take a couple sips and feel it, but it's $15. And so, you know, the beer, you know, I think the beer is 11, and the beer's good. I've had it before. It's never, you know, but you don't know you're drinking, you know, hard alcohol at, you know, at noon. Right. But, you know, on vacation, you know, surely. And so, and then
went in a galaxy far, far away.
No doubt. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so, that, you know, and then, you know, with that, and you see the price, you're like, all right, I'm doing good. You know, like you're, you know, you feel like you're winning against the dining plan, mm-hmm. right? And so you feel like you're getting, yeah, because it's, you know, and they sell it to you, you know, as you're going to save money, no different than the casino. They don't offer the dining plan because you're going to save money, right? And so they're going to, you know, they want that, you know, the sweet dollars up ahead, you know, in advance, and then, you know, see if you can figure it out. The onus is on the guest to get the value out of the plan. Disney's not helping you get that value.
So what was the bill at Docking Bay?
$88.34.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the big thing is you have two adults that are not able to get the alcohol.
Right.
That's the big handicap you have with your numbers.
Yeah. And then, you know, and the other deal is, you know, I'm 3 mils in, out of a Cuban, you know, a nice, you know, rice bowl, you know. And then, you know, and then another kind of beef bowl too. I haven't had anything that I wouldn't have ordered, you know, just paying cash out of my pocket. Right. And so like, I actually had good variety of meals, good food. Like there's nothing we've had, you know, the kids meals are run of the mill. Right. And so, but you know, that's such a low cost. I think all the adult meals so far we've had have been really quality food, which is hard to say.
Right. You're not just forcing yourself to get the most expensive thing on the menu. Like, it's a chore.
Right.
All right. Dinner, were you still at Hollywood Studios?
Yeah. So, we had not seen Luminous. You know, when we went, Michelle, I guess we went in December, mm-hmm. you know, very a la the, you know, road trip, you know, everything opened right after we left.
Yeah.
And so Luminous debuted. Right, you know, a couple of days, and so we wanted to see Luminous. So we, you know, and then I'd gotten a individual A lane at Guardians, and so and Connections is just where we go. I tried to look at Sunshine Seasons. I really wanted to eat there, and I just couldn't do it. And so, and it just, and it was the kids more. The kids just weren't into it, and we'd been to And that's it. We've been to Connections so many times, and that's where I tell people to go, you know, but it's, you know, we just ended up there. So
it's got at least some variety, and like the slice of pizza is good sized too. I think that helps.
Yeah. The kids are happy, you know, especially after Docking Bay is a little bit out of the comfort zone, a little mm-hmm. bit, right. You know, this was a little bit where they were happy, and you know, it's just convenient, right. Where it's hard to, you know, all right, we're going to go all the way to Guardian. And then we're going to walk all the way back to Regal Eagle to go have dinner. Like, nah, why? Let's just go to Connections. Yep. And so mobile ordered, you know, walking out of Guardians, click, I'm here. We go out, I had the burger. Again, I hadn't had one yet. So you know, that bistro burger is really good. I had the margarita. Genevieve had the chicken sandwich. That fried chicken sandwich there is excellent.
I love
as well.
It. It's one of my favorites.
And then the pizza is just, is really, really good too. And so, you know, it's not that, you know, the rat pizza or, you know, or Pinocchio pizza. Right. And so
it's probably the best counter service pizza on property. Right.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I think that Connections is probably better than Vietnam.
Oh, that's tense words.
So, yeah. So our meal there, $74.56.
A little less than docking bay, but
yeah,
but still.
Still a good
day. Yeah, but it went better, you know, more
better
so than
the previous day.
Yeah, then both meals the previous day. And then my snack, same deal. I got a Starbucks, same. I got the same snack every day. And then the kids, we watched Luminists. Couldn't get into Artisan de Glace because the line was too long. And then we wanted to get a good spot for Luminous, kind of walked around a little bit. And we were staying at the Boardwalk. So we ended up going to the Boardwalk Ice Cream, you know, for after Luminous. That took 30 minutes. And so, which was long. But the ice cream there, it's the same ice cream.
Eddie's ice cream.
Yeah. So brownie sundae. Camille just got two scoops. And Lucy got the chocolate milkshake, you know, $19.78. So around that $6.50, you know, per snack. And for that day, we were $212.27. So we were $20 over, you know, the dining plan, you know, the regular cost.
She definitely won that day.
Docking Bay helps.
Yeah. And so on your app under the My Resort section, you can follow the credits you use. And and of course I wasn't doing that because why would you do that when you're down there? But I did that on the plane back, and when we were coming back, I was like, I still have three snacks left. And then I got my folio via email. They charged me for these snacks, and so because everything's listed out, everything's kind of clear, and so I had one easy phone call over to guest services. And they reversed those charges, took the snack credits off. And so that's, that was a pretty good Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. I am curious. What was I had a really important question. Oh, I was going to say, you said you walked around looking for spots for Luminous. And Derek, as you know, traveling with Alex, one does not walk with Alex.
Walk very briskly.
Brisk. I think that's a nice way. I'm just envisioning your daughters having to keep up with you.
They keep up.
They must be trained.
Young. They got energy.
They keep up. To get ice cream, you got to keep up.
Do you just occasionally look back and make sure they're still there?
No, they know.
He never looked back at us, Doug.
No, he didn't.
We knew.
They know how to get to their room later. You know, that's...
Michelle can keep up.
Aware.
Yeah, Michelle can keep up. Y'all, you're big boys. You'll figure it out.
Maybe. All right. Well, it's day three. So we're halfway through.
Same deal. Boardwalk. We ended up going back to the studios, and so, and I lost out again. You know, because you give your kids a little bit too much agency. Let them sit. But it's a place we haven't been to in a while. So we ended up going to Backlot Express.
I was going to say Backlot. I felt it coming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we weren't going to Pizza Rizzo, and then I got outvoted for ABC Commissary. It's just not what they wanted.
And no one went to Derek's Woody's. All right. Got it.
Well, I mean, just can't do it with the seating. Like we talked about how long it takes them to build something.
The Tron project.
How long has that thing been under construction? What are they building? Yeah.
Tron project managers in charge of that one.
The one guy with the hammer.
And it's all backstage. What's the impediment to opening that? I don't understand.
But will they add another cash register?
No.
So it doesn't matter anyway.
I just want my breakfast, guys. It's so good.
Yeah, I got and that brisket. Grilled cheese is awesome.
Oh, so good.
But if you're not super into grilled cheese, which, two of my kids aren't, it's not as diverse as some of the places are. And so that's kind of the other limiting, kind of deal with Woody's. I've eaten with a tray on my lap on those benches.
Yep.
Two times. And I vowed I will not do it again. And so, I can't stand, I will put my kids through a lot, to tell them to go stalk, tables at Woody's is, because it's a gauntlet. because there's so many people looking around, and half the people are there just waiting for their family to ride Slinky.
Yeah.
And so, like, if they would police that a little bit, you know, it also, I mean, that's the hottest place on Disney property. Like, it is so hot. It is so hot. So we could went to Backlot.
All right, Backlot, what'd you eat?
You know, there's a running theme. I got the teriyaki chicken bowl. You can go and just eat burgers and fries, or you can, you know, kind of, and it was good. It wasn't as good as it is, you know, as it was at, you know, Contempo or even, you know, even at Docking Bay. You know, it was fine. It wasn't anything fantastic. You know, soy sauce and hot sauce, they have hot sauce packets and things that they keep at the, you know, the resort, you know, at the condiment stations now. So that always kind of does great. Again, you know, margarita, Genevieve, you know, kind of gave her a little bit of grease, and she got the chicken strips. Camille got a burger, and then Lucy got chicken strips. And so, say, you know, we came out 75-60 on that. So not too bad. And they're getting, you know, they're getting sodas at all these places, right? I'm, you know, normally Powerade or lemonade. You know, trying to, you know, because they by this time we've gotten a refillable mug, and they, you know, my kids have had more soda, you know, in the past, you know, 48 hours. And so trying to just limit them to, you know, so the hack at Docking Bay, they have the huge sodas there. Mm-hmm. They're like $5.49, right? They're not $4.49. Like,
yeah, you get the largest.
It's humongous.
A bucket.
I think loose, you know, get it, cause poor Lucy was getting a little small.
Our international listeners have no idea what we're talking about.
No. Yeah, Lucy was getting the small size. And so I think Camille filled up Lucy's. Lucy's like three times. And so still couldn't finish her whole first one. You know, and we texted in between, like, you're not getting the shakes? Like, there are no. The shakes and the smoothies.
They disappear.
Those are all gone. Yep. And those are on, you know, those are at the table service places. And so that, you know, kind of that extra add-on with the glow cube and the thing, you know, at character meals. So it's really just sodas, you know, because a bottle of water, I think, is what, $3.75?
Yeah, so when they first added alcohol to the plan, right, in like 2018, like 6 months, 7 months later is when we started to see the smoothies and shakes show up at the counter service restaurants for those adults that couldn't get adult drinks to balance the pricing. So I wonder if those are going to make the return, because they kind of disappeared with COVID, and now hopefully they'll come back. Because, you know, COVID was spread through shakes.
I don't know. And you think they've kind of dumbed down some of the menus, and they kind of streamlined, and they took some of those things off. And, you know, because I think those are probably pretty intensive to make.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And, you know, like, you know, at the, you know, at Contempo and at Gasparilla, you're just grabbing a can of, you know, it's a can of beer out of the fridge, right? That's easy to offer, right? You're not letting somebody grab a can of beer out of the freezer case at, you know, Backlot, right? And so the cocktails are all pre-made, and they're just pulling them out of a tap, and they're not great, you know. But I just didn't want a beer, or just wanted to have, you know, getting the, you know, the margaritas are 15 versus the beers are 11. You know, well, I'm sure we'll get to this at the end, but, you know, normally our kids just drink water, and we'll get ice water for free if we're you know, just paying cash. You know, I just did not really like them having so much soda, and that's kind of one of the negatives.
All right, dinner.
So dinner, we were staying at the Boardwalk, and the Boardwalk deli isn't great. I don't understand what's. It's really a nice space, and they have it's really pretty in there, and they did the whole refurbish of it all. But the menu kind of choices aren't great. And we'd already done Connections, and we were kind of, you know, we've done the parks pretty hard, you know, 3 days in a row. And you know, we tried to figure out something. I was like, hey, let's go over. And Derek, you know, you inspired me. I was like, let's go over to Primo Beato at the Riviera. Easy Skyliner. And could you look at the menu? And it's pretty good. We stayed, just like Doug, we stayed at Riviera, what, December of 2019?
And
so
right when it opened,
and it was, I all have the, you know, I have memories of how good the food was. And so, but we haven't been over there in a while, you know, other than if we're just going to Topolino's. I haven't been down, and so we went over there, just kind of an easier, it was greeting. So the kids didn't really want to go to the parks. And that was the one. So we got over there, had the burger. You know, that burger was excellent over there, and a beer. Genevieve, same deal. That chicken sandwich, that's the best thing I had the whole time. It's like grilled chicken with the pesto. Mm-hmm. Like, it was focaccia bread. It was excellent.
Ooh.
And then Camille got the sausage pepperoni pizza, the flatbread. That thing was so good, too. And then, you know, Lucy just got the kids burger. And you know what? It wasn't the regular, you know, hockey puck. It was actual, you got it. It was a lot like the adult burger. And so, and
you're giving away my secrets, man. This is one of my favorites.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I know Michelle, even you don't do the Topolino's for brunch. I mean, that's not a bad spot if you're at the studios wanting something to do, get off your feet. That's not a bad lunch spot for the studios. And so that meal, $72.93. So not our highest, not our lowest, but probably the, you know, out of all four, you know, dishes together, probably the best.
Love that review.
Yeah. So they have some interesting things over there. You know, a lot of different things for snack credits, you know, a lot of bakery items, just a lot of, and then some pretty good seating. It was raining, so it was crowded because you could tell the people were staying in. And so, so then since the Skyliner was down, we literally took an Uber from the Riviera to the boardwalk.
Oh,
it's a quick ride. Yep. Yeah, there's no way to do it otherwise.
Well, yeah. I was like, we're not just hanging out here. And so, yeah, so we ended up going. And then, so actually, we didn't take it. We should have taken it to the boardwalk. But again, wanting to do something different, we took it to the beach club and went to Beaches and Cream. And so you have that to-go window. But it was still storming. So we literally had to wait out the rain for 20 minutes at Beaches and Cream. While the rain, you know, had to stop. So when, you know, so the Beaches and Cream, same deal, but you know, waffle cone, two scoops, $26.36.
There you go.
That's a good use.
It's almost $9, you know, it's $8.75 or whatever a person. I mean, that's a pretty good snack. So we were $204.48 for the day that day. So we were $10. You know, we're essentially $30 to the good right now. You know.
After 3 days. All right. Final day coming up.
Final day, hit a snag about 1 a.m. And my 13-year-old got sick all night long.
Oh, children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, and that was no es bueno. And so, and it was poor thing. And just, and this is, some of the things you just can't think of or can't plan for. And so so she was our man down. And so we didn't use either of her two quick service credits that day. And so it ended up being kind of a bummer. And so bummer because she wasn't with us, because she wasn't feel well. And then, you know, and then all the time we're like, all right, how are we going to do this? Are we going to lose some value on this? You know, obviously, a whole, you know, secondary to her feeling better, but you kind of also did all this planning. We've done all this, and here's what's going to cause the snag.
So, what did you do?
So, we hadn't been to Animal Kingdom yet, and so and you know, since she was sick, I hadn't planned anything, and so we ended up just kind of going.
Over, got it.
Yeah, well, we kind of going over on a whim. Well, because you can walk around and do some things, and you know, you can do, you know, every single rider, and you can do, you know, some different things, and you know, the shows, which we haven't done, and so it's a little bit easier to go there without having anything planned or anything purchased. The main deal is we got there at like 9 a.m., and the toll plaza was backed up. It took 30 minutes. It took 30 minutes to park.
I can't imagine being in a car with you.
Me neither. And so, yeah,
this is why we rope drop, right?
Well, and you're sitting like, what? It's a Thursday in April. And you're like, what is going on? You end up going to, we went, and it's in, you know, it was just me and the little two. We still went to Satuli.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. And so, and you know, I'd let them, you know, kind of had burgers the previous day, you know, and they kind of, you know, let them win back lot. And so, I won Sedulia. And see, you know, and that, you know, see, that beef, chicken, rice, you know, rice bowl or, you know, sweet potato hash, or it's awesome. And then Lucy gets a, you know, cheese quesadilla. Camille got the same, you know, she got the sweet potatoes with the grilled chicken and the steak. And, you know, and she was just as happy with that than anything. And so, you know, not, you know, 6178, which is almost as what we spent, four of us at, you know, at Gasparilla.
So did you use a kid's meal there, or did you just go ahead and use your oldest daughter's adult meal?
I didn't know what she was going to do. So just, I used, you know, two adult meals and a kid's
okay.
meal, right? Because Lucy, you know, seemed, wasn't getting her an adult meal just out of the sake of getting her an adult meal. And so, and, you know, and she wanted the quesadilla, and it was okay. Fine, right? And it's enough food for her. And then Camille, what she essentially ended up doing, she ended up taking the chicken and the steak, taking half of Lucy's quesadilla, sticking them in there, and having a steak and chicken quesadilla. And so...
Sounds good,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll eat that right now.
That was a pretty smart thing to do. And so, and then I got the green beer. I haven't gotten that in a while. I just want the mixed drink. And so, but it's the same dog. When are they just going to let people in there? Because the same deal, when they weren't letting people in, you know, kind of looking around, and then you walk in, you're all nervous. And this is why I don't like quick service. I don't have the whole tray of food. I had my two kids who took their cups and ran off, right? To go fill their, and they go to the nearest fountain drink station? No.
Nope.
They did not.
Never
they went
knew.
To the farthest one. And I'm sitting like, of course, the first table is open. I'm like, here? What do I do? It's like, do I dare leave the empty table? And then you're like, I hate that. And I don't like any part of it. And of course, you walk over around that corner because you have the thing and half the tables are. Like, but why are they're blocking people from getting in, but half the tables are empty. And so, you know, and then eventually, you know, found the kids. But still, you know, really good meal. Everything about that place, always, I don't think I've had a bad meal. Just a fantastic event, you know, highly recommend going there.
Yeah, agreed. It's always a win.
100%. We should go in June, Doug.
We should, for lunch on the 7th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meet us there.
Yeah. Alex won't be with us. He'll be on an airplane at that
point. I will be, yeah. And so, Genevieve still not feeling well. We get over to the Magic Kingdom. That was the day that they stopped hopping. And so, I got a little nervous. We weren't being able to hop. Ended up getting over there. They let us hop in there. And, you know, still without a plan. So, we were kind of doing some different things. We ended up doing Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. And then the kids... they were hangry at that point. So we got that Mickey pretzel. The Lunch King Fat. $8.30.
Oh, jeez, that thing's gone up in price.
And that's on the dining plan.
Yeah, so that's a snack credit. So
that was good credit.
We essentially used Genevieve's snack credit. You know, so she was with us in spirit, helping us, you know. And so...
This Mickey Bite ear is for you, Nom.
Yeah, still at the Magic Kingdom. Still didn't want to go to any of the counter service places in there. So we finished the trifecta. Captain Cooks.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Captain Cooks. And can't remember. I think we took the monorail. We were walking up and it was there. No, you know, we did take the boat. We did because it was the big boat was there.
Oh, nice.
And so, so when the big boat's there and you know you can sit down.
Never get the big boat. Always get the little boat.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, and what if you think about it, how nice of them to have the big boat at 5 o'clock when people are wanting to leave to go back to those resorts. Like, someone actually had put some thought into this. And so, big boat over, you know, I love Captain Cooks and I hate Captain Cooks are the same. I hate the seating area. And then it's just so cramped.
Wait, what seating area?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's like six tables.
Yeah, because the outside, it's all kids at the pool, Right. Or people try to get into the you know skipper Trader Sam's. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so
just people sitting.
Yeah. And so it's like, ugh. And then you can't leave out. You can't go out there because you don't want to miss your food. Because yeah, and it's like, so yeah. So and then you know, of course, we sit down. And then, they, you know, we sit next to the kid who's watching YouTube on volume 99. And, you know, you're like, and you can hear the, you know, you have the Polynesian music in the background, you know, and, you know, I don't even know what, you know, Dude Perfect or whatever was just, you know, like, it was awful.
Wasn't so, bluey.
Yeah. And so I got that spicy Korean chicken bowl, and it was, so this is where Disney... The one critique, if you're going to middle order, everything you're going to get is going to be in those to-go things. Mm-hmm. And I don't like the to-go things. I wish they would have an option, like dine-in, carry-out option, to choose the dine-in option. Because the dine-in, you know, the carry-out, it's just so wasteful, right?
Yeah.
Just give me a, you know, like Disney with all the, you know, if we're going to turn the Autopia cars green, there's a whole... waiting list of things that they could do green before even getting to the Autopia cars. And, you know, the to-go stuff is one of them. And so, but, you know, and then Camille, bacon cheeseburger, you know, Lucy got the kids chicken strip, got a beer. It was kind of just okay. They didn't have the best selection over there. And so, but this was our lowest. It was $54.53.
Oh, wow.
And so yeah, so much lower. But, you know,
missing an adult.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Can't do anything about it. And so, go back to the Magic Kingdom for, you know, Happily Ever After, you know, and back to the Plaza, you know, two All American Sundays, $17.65, which again, say, you know, those are, you know, that's as good of a snack credit as you can use.
The pretzel and the ice cream have been the winners here, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and so because I'm, you know, I still got my coffee, you know, my $6.17 coffee, which is outrageous for coffee. But you know, like, and so, and but it's, you know, it's a good snack credit, not a great snack credit. And then we ended up $171.85 for that day, so about $20 off. And but we still, you know, actually did manage to come out ahead.
So the whole trip, you came out ahead and you had two counter service credits left on the table, right?
Yeah, I did. So yeah. So, and it, you know, we didn't go to the easiest places. You know, we went to the places we wanted to go to, you know, which is, you know, obviously what you should do on a vacation. So you go to the places that are best for your family and, you know, but we didn't go to the most convenient places. So probably, you know, we took a Skyliner and an Uber to go to a certain place, right, for right. dinner, and yep. you know, and then left the Magic Kingdom. So we weren't, you know, but we don't tour like normal people do because we're going, and we know we're going back, and right. so, you know, in you know with the you know you kind of have to have alcohol to kind of get there because without, I mean, it, you know, I had, you know, 60. Or so dollars, and you know, probably way more than that. I probably had $100 in alcohol, you know, because each is about $15, and you know, and so without that, you're way behind. And so
if you don't drink, maybe the dining plan's not the best thing for you.
But you still got there, even with two adults not drinking.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It is possible. No doubt.
Oh, you can. Yeah, you can.
But
yeah.
Somebody's got to.
It's a weird where you can. You know, if we wouldn't have left at 7 a.m., we'd have had another day, right? Because you have four nights. You have another day. We had to use our credits by Thursday night. There was no Friday. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, heck, that Connections pizza and some of those burgers, you know, I could have split with Lucy. Lucy could have split. You know, we could have done. There's enough food where you can split, you know, split up. And we left a lot, you know, because Camille was having to order adult meals to Genevieve. We were leaving a lot of food on the table, and of course, I was, you know, doing the dad thing and
got the leftovers, got
finishing plates. But you know, because you know, the three ice creams a night, we could have gotten two ice creams, and it had been plenty of ice cream. We threw away so much ice cream because there's, you know, because it's so much. And so
someone is yelling at us right now, by the way, who throws away ice cream?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, after you've already had, you know, XYZ all day long, you know, you throw away a little ice cream. And so that's, you know, and so it's an interesting, you know, where you, you know, if we'd had another day, I'm pretty sure we could have stretched it out. Well, and that's where you get a lot of value too.
Even if your flight had left at 10 a.m. that next day, you could have used those two table service credits for breakfast that next morning or for one of your breakfasts. Even though breakfast is fairly cheap and not a great use, that's why you weren't using them for breakfast.
Yeah, right? The Boardwalk Bakery, no Mickey waffles. No Mickey waffles.
Why does anywhere exist without Mickey waffles? Yeah.
I don't understand. Why do you have a bakery? There's a Mickey. All you have to put in is a Mickey, an iron, you know, a waffle iron. And so, you know, so that's where you can use it for breakfast. We just did.
All right. Well, look at that. I think we summed it up pretty good.
Yep.
Dining plan, quick service. It works.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Derek, do we have time for a quick lightning round?
As long as Alex is quick, let's do it.
All right, quick lightning round, because it's been a while. Answer with your favorite Disney, Pixar, movie, whatever. All right, favorite Disney movie?
Oh, God. I'd probably New Hope, or if you consider that a Disney movie.
Works for me.
Okay. Yeah. Favorite Disney character?
Mickey.
Favorite Disney villain?
Hades right now.
Perfect,
Outside of that that Destiny, you know, short. You know, yeah, I know. Golly.
Favorite Disney song.
So Genevieve was just Lumiere in her eighth grade performance of Beauty and the Beast. And so we're going to go with Be Our Guest right now.
Nice choice.
Yes.
Favorite Disney park.
You know, that I've been to, it's going to be Magic Kingdom, right? So going to Disneyland in a couple weeks for Genevieve's eighth grade trip. So, I like Disneyland, but Magic Kingdom, it's just, there's just something about it.
All right. Favorite classic attraction, you define classic.
Pirates and Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Favorite modern attraction, you define modern.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's going to be Cosmic Rewind. I can't believe I'm guessing over Rise.
Favorite Disney resort.
Probably the Grand Floridian right now.
Okay.
After the re-update, once they get it all the way updated, 1900 Park Fair comes back, it'll be great for me.
All right. Favorite Disney counter service?
None of them, but I'm going to say Primo Beato, right?
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Whole show about counter service, none of them. Favorite Disney table service?
Probably Citrico's.
It's on my list.
Yeah, so it's that. Just everything about it is just awesome. Narcoossee's has that, the ambiance is a little bit nicer there, and you can step out and see Happily Ever After. So it's a big tie between Citrico's and Narcoossee's, but probably I think Citrico's is a little bit better.
Favorite Disney snack?
Obviously my Starbucks.
Yeah, it has to.
You kind of have to say that now. The chocolate chip or the cookie ice cream sandwich from the Plaza, that sucker's so good too. Yeah. So.
All right, favorite Disney drink.
There is that old fashioned at the Enchanted Rose. They used to make it tableside. They don't make it tableside anymore, but probably that old fashioned. And then that's Citrico's has that old fashioned too. That's just fantastic.
Alex and I, old fashions. There we go.
Yes.
All right. Disney travel bucket list item.
You know, it's the ABD to Japan that hits the two parks, or, you know, but it's hard. You know, why not say the jet that goes to all
parks? Yeah. $100,000 right? Jet. Let's do that.
I mean, the realistic one, you know, is to stay in a night in Cinderella Castle, right?
Totally realistic.
Yeah, you know, that would be, it's probably more realistic than going on that jet.
All right. Well, that concludes the lightning round.
Here we go. Thank you so much, Alex, for being on the show again. In fact, one of my favorite episodes bringing up ABD is when you went on a safari. I spent way too much time after that episode you were on, I don't know, a year or two ago, researching ABD. So if you haven't, go check that one out. But Alex, where can people find you?
Yeah, and if you want to go on an ABD, reach out to Touring and Cruises, and they will match you with a person that will help you. It's the best vacation that there is. I'm at Cenac Travel, C-E-N-A-C Travel on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome. I'll put that in the show notes. Thank you, Alex. Of course, he said it best. If you're going to book a trip anywhere, use Touring and Cruises, and they will help you have an amazing vacation, and they will help you get on board with Doug and I when we go in June for our trip. So we got to get over to the Patreon show. Thank you to all of our Patreons who support Rope Drop Radio. And if you want to become part of that amazing special elite group that Alex is a part of, go into the show notes, click that, and subscribe today. Thank you again, Patreon. So for Alex and Doug, I'm Derek. You've been listening to Rope Drop Radio.